It's common knowledge that it takes very little to turn a man on. It's almost too easy. The slightest touch or even a little blow on the ear can get him geared up to go. So when the ladies take control, it doesn't take a lot of effort to rile him up. But for those who are a little confused about it, if a woman is trying to seduce you, well, after this video, you're going to know for sure. We have narrowed it down to a few vital tips, just so you can be sure that she's trying to tickle your pickle. Let's go, like and subscribe. The art of seduction is something that we humans take seriously, a lot more serious than any other species. And with a little bit of help from Hollywood, seducing a partner is a skill we have mastered over the years. Those big grand gestures, picture-perfect first dates that end with a sweet kiss, and that lingering feeling. The top five-star weddings with the perfect first dance. It's very hard not to notice the lengths people will go to when it comes to romance and seduction. Living by stereotypes, it is always the man who is responsible for romancing the ladies and living up to the standards that the movies and the fairy tale books have created. But nowadays, women are tired of waiting for them to make a move and, well, they've taken things into their own hands. The ladies are stepping up and stepping out, grabbing those red roses and wooing their partners from left and right, not a dry eye or cold heart in sight. And one of the things women have decided to take control over is the desire to turn on her man in her way. Skin. The way a woman dresses can look simple and quick from the outside, but on the inside, she has taken her time to prepare her outfit, right down to what accessories she's going to wear, even if she's just wearing yoga pants and a messy bun. Trust me, it's been planned out. When a woman is trying to turn you on, she may start to show a little bit of skin here and there. Not enough that she might catch a cold, but just enough to let your eyes see and your mind wander. It could be a lower cut top that shows off her girls, a little more than usual, or it could be a cute crop top that shows off her tummy and her curves. Of course, this is subject to the weather. I don't think a woman would want to catch the flu trying to seduce you by wearing less clothing in the rain. But the intention of showing you a little preview of what's underneath is very sneaky and sexy of her, and she wants you to know that she knows that you're noticing it too. Lingerie. Regardless of how you got to the point that you are undressing your partner and about to get down, if she reveals that she's wearing lingerie, especially a matching set, maybe a bit of lace, your favourite colour, it was her intention for you to get to this point. This was part of her plan, and well, she's winning with it. Don't get me wrong, some women wear lingerie for their partner because they know it's what they like to see her in. But for some women, there is nothing that makes you feel more confident in yourself than wearing a fresh new set of matching underwear under your clothes and knowing you look as good as you feel in yourself. You loving what she is wearing and it driving you crazy, well, it's a bonus for her. So just ask yourself, is this little red number for me? Eyes. Eye contact is important whenever you are communicating with anyone. It shows that you are in the conversation and your undivided attention is given. They do say the eyes are the window to the soul, and in this particular situation, it's no different. The ladies know that holding eye contact with you can be as equally sexy as it is slightly intimidating. Some women love that. They love to stand toe to toe with a man and match his masculine energy, and some guys love it too. Sometimes they don't know it until it's happening. Now, with that in mind, if a woman is constantly glancing over at you from across the room, she's trying to get your attention. And once she has it, maintaining that eye contact can be very hypnotizing for you. Is she fluttering her eyelashes at you? She is flirting with you without using words. Whilst performing certain activities, a woman may hold eye contact with you, and she is doing so because, well, she knows it's a huge turn on for guys and can drive you crazy. She knows what she's doing, trust me. Close up. Although it can be a little intimidating for a woman to initiate certain things when starting a relationship, one way that can be subtle and less nerving is by slowly closing the space between the two of you in small movements. Did you start the beginning of your conversation on opposite ends of the sofa? Have you noticed she's moved closer to you whilst nodding her head and conversing? She's trying to enter your personal space without overstepping boundaries so she can be near you within touching distance. having consent will always be at the back of her mind, and the only way she can think of being able to be in touching distance without coming out and asking you is by subtly moving closer. Body language is vital when it comes to this type of thing. Always try to take notice of how she is sitting when you are in a conversation, or how her body leans when you are walking. It may sound silly, but it can speak volumes. The knees. When a person is engaged in meaningful conversation and feels comfortable, their knees will point towards whoever they're talking to. The arms. They will be crossed over the chest, and this is a clear sign that a person feels closed off and sometimes annoyed. It is subconsciously as though they're trying to cover their heart to protect it from any danger the body may feel. Shoulders. When walking beside you, if a woman feels comfortable and happy, the shoulder closest to you will lean towards you, as if she is waiting for a hug or for you to put your arm around her. It's an inviting gesture made subconsciously. And if there is a spark between you, minimizing the distance between you so that you are within touching distance will allow her to brush her hand against yours and feel that spark for herself. It becomes more real for her at this point, and the connection is physical, not just in her head. Confidence. Confidence is most definitely key when it comes to dating and trying to seduce a guy, and unfortunately, not every woman is handed this key. Being confident in yourself is something that comes with time and understanding yourself, a self-love journey, one might say. However, we've all been told that faking it until you make it helps when it comes to confidence. If you're not feeling confident, just pretend you are the most confident, not cocky, person in the room, and eventually you will start to feel yourself become more confident. It really is that easy. Women know that men love to see a confident woman, so it is something they prioritize when it comes to trying to turn men on. A woman who knows exactly what she wants and isn't afraid to take the steps needed to get is a woman that comes across as sexy and in control. Now, I think we might need a minute or two for you to gather your thoughts and to maybe lower your blood pressure. The ladies use the art of seduction very well, as I suspect you have imagined throughout. These methods have been tested and tried over the centuries, and so far, there have been no complaints from those men who have been lucky enough to have a lady take charge and initiate the rendezvous. Sometimes the shy act is exactly that, an act used to draw you in, and then she unleashes her inner naughty lady. Once a woman is comfortable around you, she will start to lower her guard when it comes to different aspects, and one of them will be for sure her sexual desires, and things she wants may seem to venture into something else, and she wants to explore herself with you. So hold on tight, guys, it could be a real crazy ride.